is the Don and Mike Show.
These are all the sex offenders in our neighborhood.
Looks like your computer has chicken pox.
Those are sex offenders. These people live in our neighborhood.
Well, I'll skip their houses when we're trick-or-treating. What do you want me to do? Form a posse? Got your six-shooter on you? I got my lynching rope.
You shouldn't take it so lightly.
I don't take it lightly. You know, I'm not going to go over to any of these people's houses and say, hey, you mind, can you babysit?
The Don and Mike Show.
My kids are mad.
I mean, I guess it worked, like you told me not to smoke pot all those years, and then I found out you were smoking pot that whole time.
Not the whole time, just in the evenings and all day every weekend.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
You digging this? Foo Fighters.
Ah, yes.
Doing Band on the Run. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would like to tell Mike O'Meara why the real reason is that they have the day off between Game 4 and Game 5.
Hold on a second, my friend.
That's tight.
Nah. Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about my D-list celebrity.
Thank you, Mike. Almost forgot about that.
That's right. I don't want to talk about why there's a day off because you know what? It doesn't really matter, does it? Because they had the day off and now they're playing tonight.
Let's play the game about the D-list celebrity.
I want to live in the now and talk about last night.
Okay.
No, so we were at the guessing game and I figured the best way to give you another hint would be to tell you what this person is not. All right?
Okay.
This person is not an actor.
Okay.
This person is not a sports figure.
Aye, aye, aye.
And you know, there are many categories where this person is not.
Is this person a boy or a girl?
A boy.
And is it
primarily? A boy.
A boy.
A boy.
And think D-list.
Primarily a D.C. area D-lister or
no.
A national D-lister?
National D-lister.
Man or woman?
A man.
A man, baby.
A man boy.
Excuse me, a man boy.
A man boy.
Someone you'd see on Perez Hilton a lot?
Yes. Not a lot, but you would.
That's
yeah, you would
level.
See him there.
A candidate for it, like Cato Kalin.
This is, and incidentally, and let me preface part. This.
Is Joey?
I believe this is just my opinion, and I mean this only in the best possible way, because I chatted with this individual for a long time last evening.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you that I think you're all going to be very disappointed when this comes out.
Oh, good.
I have to say that because I want to be as honest as
is
I
it
can about it.
As great as Joey Fatone, or as bad as Joey Buttafuoco?
Yeah. Good guess.
Boy, that's a tough way that you phrase that question. I don't think Joey Buttafuoco, I don't think it's the stature of Joey Buttafuoco.
Whoa.
But I think it's more recent than Joey Buttafuoco.
Okay.
And even that's a stretch. You know? Is that me?
Oh, a D-lister is calling you.
That is a pretty ring.
All right. I'm turning that off.
Mike.
This is going to happen. I swear to God. I do that thing where I touch the side of it, and I swear to God it's going to happen that the phone's going to be broken pretty soon because it's happening way too much to me. I'm really into this quiz. I'm really trying to get you guys
popular.
To guess. Here.
Was that a D-lister on your phone?
No, that was. I don't believe so, and I don't care if it was.
How about when
was.
Rob's phone kept going off during that meeting yesterday?
Oh, my God. And our phones all have the same ringer. Have you noticed that? We all have that same
genuine ring. I love when it rings because we all
ring.
Look for it. Does this person break the law?
You know, I don't know whether this person has broken the law, but based on conversations last night, it could happen.
And down 5 to go, Dorothy Kilgallen.
No. This is a person.
I don't think that was a guess.
Look,
no.
And here you go. Nationwide, okay, here's another hint.
Okay.
Anybody, for the people that know him, and that's not necessarily the whole country, the people that know him probably don't like him, probably hate him.
Dan Cook.
No, but no, and way
too
not
high.
Even.
I know there's someone we don't like.
You're right,
and it's all right. So that's the best hint that I could have.
Has he been in any commercials?
Probably.
Is he a comedian?
No.
Been on TV?
Yes.
Like on Comedy Central?
No.
Is he like a pundit?
No. Definitely not.
And not a singer.
No, there's a category. It's a gaping category. As soon as I mention
gaping.
The category.
I'll show you my gaping category.
The category, once I say it, you'll probably get it very quickly. And you'll also sigh with disappointment when I give you the category.
I can't wait to be disappointed.
Reality television is the category.
Still, it could. Mike, there's so many of them.
Richard
Hatch. I know.
Boston Rob.
Corey Feldman.
No. Think more evil than Richard Hatch.
More evil than Richard Hatch? Johnny Fairplay?
Yes.
Hey, that is disappointing.
Isn't that disappointing?
Did you deck him?
I told you it was going to be disappointing.
Did you deck him?
No, I didn't hit him. But I'll tell you, after spending some time with him, I wanted to hit him.
See? John Fairplay?
I wanted to hit him. And this is how it happened. I'm in the joint having dinner. And
nice look around cafe.
The hostess comes up to me.
You
and
never
says,
know who's going to be in Mike's place.
The hostess comes up to me and
you
says,
"You won't go hungry." And you
seriously,
won't go
I'm
broke.
Sitting there. And the hostess comes up to me and says, "Johnny Fairplay is on the phone for you." And I've got a mouthful of food. And I go, "Yeah, right." Because seriously, not that it was that he's that big, but it's like, you know, there's just no connection there. There's
right.
So I said, "Yeah, right. I'm not well." Listen, tell him I can't come to the phone right now, but I'd love to call him, get his home number and his cell number. So you know, I have half an hour goes by. She comes back over. She hands me a piece of paper with the phone number on it, right? Mm. And the phone number's got a 213 area code. Now, you guys are good at area
Los
codes.
Angeles.
I'm not.
LA.
But I said, I see what I thought in my paranoia. I said, "Oh, that looks like Sacramento to me." Uh-huh. And I take the phone number. And I scrunch it up and I throw it in the trash.
That's the 916, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, the 916.
916.
Getting it done in the 916.
213, and I throw it away. Mm-hmm. I'm still eating. 15, 20 minutes goes by. This group of people comes in, and then because I had the name in my head,
right.
And because of the stuff with Danny Bonaducci where right. It was all over TMZ, I didn't watch The Survivor this guy was on where right. He lied about his grandmother dying.
Me either.
And I definitely watched the thing with TMZ where he got face planted right. Into the stage. So I recognized this guy right away, and I said, and I'm just sitting there with like food, going, "I know you, dude. I know you, dude." And he comes walking in, and I'm like, "Oh, I guess it really was you. Sorry about that. He's from Virginia.
Is
That's
he?
Why he was floating around. He's
how
from
do his teeth look?
Virginia. His teeth were totally effed up." They were not.
Oh, sure. Unfortunate.
They were. I got the. Believe me. It was not. I got the whole everything.
You're
from
telling
this guy.
That Danny Bonaducci just re-signed with CBS Radio.
I did not tell him that. I didn't tell him that. But he was talking about that. That he was not. He was still in pain, and he was going through the litany of things that that he was going to do with that. And you know, because of the circumstances. It was a bigger deal to me because I'd gotten that phone call and said, "This is BS. I don't know, you know."
Do you think the reason behind the phone call was like he wanted something in the back room?
I don't know.
I'm Johnny Fairplay.
No,
I'd like to come to your restaurant.
The glory hole.
No, I'll tell you something. He's one horny guy. I mean, he is about the horniest guy I've ever spoken to, and I mean, that was a large part of his. He's a little man. He's a slight man. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a slight man with his hands, which were noticeable. I can only equate to the owner of the Washington Redskins.
Tiny dove-like
hands.
Yeah,
he had the dove-like hands.
Little
but he was also,
hands.
You know, I mean, and I'm sitting there and, you know, it was tough because at a certain point, I had a doctor's appointment this morning and I said, "It's time to go." But during the time that we, you know, I was polite and sat down with him and it was interesting because he talks about all his little celebrity encounters that he's had because of this reality
show. Did he have like an entourage with him?
Yeah, two guys that were from Virginia that were, you know, just hanging out with them.
Did you comp an appetizer?
I comped a lot. I bought them their dinner.
Oh, very nice.
I bought them their dinner because of my faux pas in not recognizing the reality series star when he was in there. And it was funny because it was not like the excitement generated when NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin came into the restaurant.
May I break in with this bulletin?
Yes.
You are right.
Right.
I'm incredibly disappointed.
I know you would be. I knew you would. But hey, did I sell it properly?
Is that name in the news.
Did I tell you D-lister?
No, here's the thing.
I loved the guessing game.
D-lister? Is that not accurate?
Yeah. He's definitely higher, though, than Andy Reid's sons.
Definitely higher than that.
No pun intended.
He's definitely below Joey Buttafuoco. Even now, wouldn't you say? Or is he at that level?
No. Joey Buttafuoco is infamous.
Yeah.
Well, Buttafuoco is timeless.
But here's the deal. Here's the one thing that this guy has that makes him stand out. This is the guy that told the greatest lie in the history of the show about his grandmother dying, and that's where that's where he got his notoriety.
That's like saying I'm the king of the special. It's like that movie where the guy that wasn't in the wasn't retarded entered the Special Olympics.
I think I sold it right though. For two reasons, because I didn't know him that well, and I didn't know whether it might be because I'd seen the thing on TMZ.
You're the most
with the face plant.
Most memorable villain from a reality series in the last 3 years. Of course, America got sick of reality series about 7 years ago. Hey, Mike, I'm surprised.
You know, you could say that to him, and he'd love it. If you said that to him, that's the personality he has.
He'd run up and hug you with his tiny, thin arms.
He would definitely. He was he likes being the a-hole. He likes that.
What was he drinking?
He enjoys that, huh?
What was he drinking?
He was drinking beer and I think water. Uh-huh. He was drinking beer and
good
water.
To stay hydrated.
And he ate a bowl of potato soup. He like inhaled it in kind of a gross way.
John Fairplay.
It was John Fairplay Dalton.
That's his name. That's right.
Yes, JFD. Yes. John Fairplay Dalton.
Okay.
Perhaps he'll come back.
Yeah, disappointment is written all. Of course, I told you it'd be disappointing, but yeah. It beats just sitting out there with the regular guys eating my steak.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, since you guys were gone yesterday, are
Wednesday night in effing Manassas. Give me a break.
Yes, hello, what?
Since you guys were gone yesterday, are you going to make us laugh today?
No.
What do you mean?
You're usually on Wednesdays, you do make us laugh.
Oh, yeah, we do that every Wednesday because we follow a calendar on that.
Well, yesterday was Wednesday and you guys didn't do it.
Well, we don't do it every Wednesday. We never have.
Oh, okay.
What makes you think we do it every Wednesday?
I'm in Vermont. I just started listening to you guys since you came on.
Well, if you just started listening, how can you think we do anything all the time?
Hold on. I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. He's saying he just started listening. He must think that we're like other radio shows.
That's it.
If you hear something funny one day of the week, you must think that we're like radio robots that, yeah, hey, it's Wednesday. It's Make Us Laugh Day. No, not a chance, my friend.
Not at all.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Who do you think we are, Johnny Fairplay?
Who knows?
We offer up mediocrity in many different shades on many different days.
John Dalton.
Jack.
Thank you. Now piss off. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, no.
No. No, no, no.
You know who I am?
You better have stepped up your game, friend.
Only too well.
Michael Jackson.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what?
Already bad.
One time I asked to use the restroom.
The recording is so bad, like they all are now, that I can't understand them. The only one I can understand is Fred Rogers.
I was just making some popcorn.
Uh-huh.
We didn't even ask for it this time.
Yeah.
That was a desperation move.
How do you know?
So bad.
You know what? It's like Ma Geronimo used to say to me.
I've helped many children, thousands of children.
Seriously, guests are like seafood. They stink after 3 days. We've taken these phone calls too long. You got to pick it up, my friend. Here's your competition. You got the guy with the trumpet.
Real heavy equipment.
You got the guy with the trumpet. You got the guy with the Hulk Hogan soundboard.
You mean the pan flute or the trumpet?
And the pan flute. Different guys. Yeah, uh-huh. Different guys. And the guy that just called with his theatrical, dramatic Shakespearean readings of rock lyrics.
Love those.
Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we've seen it and heard it.
When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other.
Ha, ha.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
A kid's doctor, yes.
Just hanging on by a thread with that. That made me smile, and I couldn't.
When they're ill.
That's right.
I picture this guy.
But he's done it before, right?
Well,
I picture this guy really sweating right now. Bullets.
The guy with the soundboard.
Have you ever had a checkup?
Yeah, I had one this morning.
Did any of it hurt?
Not really hurt, but it wasn't comfortable.
Well, if a doctor has to give you a shot, sometimes that does hurt, doesn't it?
Well, he let the nurse do that.
Shots are like big pinches. But the hurt goes away after a while.
What if you get a
thing that I know for sure?
What if you get a shot in your butt?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's
the answer. Yeah.
As real monsters.
What was that, Fred?
There are no such things as real monsters.
And he gets closer to the edge.
I like it when we all simultaneously tire of something.
Hope he doesn't fall.
There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
What is that?
Much like this call, they're extinct.
Yeah, I was going to say, this bit is a dinosaur.
Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look
I'm sorry. This is your absolute last shot. Hit us with your best stuff.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
Tell her to suck it.
Suck it.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
What would you say to her?
I'd say this is probably the most tired thing that we've done in weeks.
All right, fine.
Okay. Well, then let's part as friends. You get your ass together, get some new sounds, and call back.
And you had a great run.
About,
I mean, you're
make believe about musical instruments.
No.
No, we don't want to hear about the sticks and the holes.
No, it's been a good initial run, and Don has invited you back. And
Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
You are. Yeah. We've heard about the horns. Listen, dude, listen, this is now where we're having to push you out of the door.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you're Fred Rogers.
You're yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
You know, you're rapidly wearing out that second invite.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Take care, Fred.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yes, I'm just going to feed my fish, and then I'll go out and wait for you. There aren't even any lives.
Oh.
He's playing all of it at once.
Make believe about and musical instruments and
hose. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now hang up.
I
now would be.
You must want 143-6870.
Now just hang up. Please.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I like it when he played all of them.
Mm hmm.
You know,
did he save it or not?
I don't know. He at the end there when he played all the sounds, I liked it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, turn that radio down. Big knob, please turn it to the left.
When you're walking down the hall and you feel something fall. Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
How do you not laugh at that?
When you're walking up a ladder, you feel something splatter. Diarrhea. Diarrhea. I love you guys.
You have promise you might be a regular caller.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Maybe. Welcome, friend.
Send you down to the minors.
Thank you, sir. I love you guys.
Send you to the Rockford Peaches. Let you work with the girls team.
Anytime, my friend.
I am so still in eighth grade.
Is this the Mike Landis guy?
Yes, sir.
Wow. But he modified his act, huh?
He's keeping
golden
it,
ear, Mike.
That's fantastic.
Keeping it fresh.
Is there anyone here you'd like to speak to?
Is Sue there?
Sue Balco, hold on a second. Sue Balco, come to the phone right now.
Oh, no.
Don and Mike.
Hi. Hey, what's happening, manimal?
Hi, Sue.
I miss you guys tremendously.
Hey, Sue, do your balls itch?
Yes, sir, every day. Inside and out.
Sure hope we get rain, Sue.
Yes, sir. We will never get rain ever again. Actually, we will get rain right now.
Goodbye. Hang up now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, sirs. Bye-bye.
Sue Palka calling.
Good ear on that one. Boy, it was his little entree back into the show.
Oh, no, he's not back.
No, he's not back permanently.
He's out. He's out. I think the other guy's on his last, absolute last chance, the Fred Rogers guy. Because he did kind of save it with the playing all of them at the same time, right?
Right, absolutely.
But he can't go to that again.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. He's got to come up with
it. You go the opposite of what people expect you to hear. That's what Fairplay was saying to me last night.
Okay, more shows coming right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.